Hi guys, Zero Expectations podcast number one host Prince is here. This is going to be like a second ever special. So today we're going to be doing a special. So over the month of April, I've been recording bits and pieces of what has been going on in our lives. This will give you more context on why there was a break. The first clip we are going to be listening to, this was I and my dad in the early morning, the day before we left. Enjoy.
I saw no Z word for you today. No fan tonight.
I tell him.
This night is going to be crazy. So we're leaving. We're literally leaving tomorrow. It's tomorrow. We'll manage. I want one of us to sit inside the car, inside the bus.
No.
We'll do rock, paper, scissors.
Keep your life. Let's do it.
No, we do rock, paper, scissors. Because you always win. I've never won rock, paper, scissors in a competitive. Not like we're just playing it for fashion. I don't have hope in my rock, paper, scissors skills. And you know you be scammer. If I fail, I've lost in life.
Does the same thing. No. If I see it, you want me to sit there and sit.
Your routine that you want to go to Jacob at this time, then you stand. Where you want to stand, middle of the road.
I go to call him now. So when they end the bridge, call me. As you they climb the bridge, they come down.
I don't think any of us should even be in that truck. Will everywhere be quiet and a little bit wet? Imagine if for night you come here. Like, see, spirit there.
Absolutely.
Careful.
Go pay me my money.
We'll ask for money back.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When we tell you,
what
got,
will happen? We say,
we got
if spray. I hear who I go do back.
Hey, but all of us, you know, the room is put, they put the room in different axes. So there's one here, there's one, there's that Nicole's own way, dark.
There's no room the other side. There's no window the other side.
Good luck to her now. We give her fan. Give her coupe. Give her a handshake. Tell her, say, good luck, bro.
you leave your father, you take care. What do they call her?
Suit. Want the largest room. Have fun. it will be cool. I don't know if it will be cool with neighbors though.
Everybody sit on your own.
That place we, when we come, everybody
we
just
when we see, we greet.
We just the quiet.
Mm-hmm. You see, we greet.
I hope we don't have any issue with that terrible guy. Anyway, Sha, it's more of like enclosed, so it's like enter inside your house. It'll be like this one. We, if these people want pump water, they go look through our window, see all of us the light. You know how many times I used to put off the light, and I'm like, why are these guys always just passing like this? You will not put on the light
pass
with
too much.
With my boxer.
My dead body will not get befitting. I go survive, Amo.
Why do you want to be on the island?
Because I cannot pray and it will continue. Allah Gada.
But what?
I can't pray and it will continue.
Okay, no. Won't we hear that?
Call him, give me my money.
Where will you go next?
1.50.
Oh, damn.
Give me my money. Drop him tomorrow morning. Looking for another house. If not, shut up.
Why did we not just go to this thing, this estate? What they call this estate?
Magodo.
Magodo. Uh-huh. with that money when we drop. Now and next year, all of us, they go just know to say we know dismantle things, we know unpack safe, we know use closet. You say why? Say we've been on these roads, we know what's coming. Where? We they move out.
Of course. Great. 6 months later, they will tell you, sorry. The house rent will be reviewed if you have interest to continue.
Review? We have this thing, what do you call it? Where
begin look for houses.
Go back soon. Please, come back and go.
Me go back to where I'm coming. I don't want this trouble.
Come back to go palace.
We will begin look at you. Margodo, Margolo, who don't come.
No. The place is nice. I always see here, Magodo. Then Ikeja. Where is that street Nicole said was going to when she wanted to, when she left?
Left where?
When she left this house, like yesterday, so.
Water current.
Water. That island, is it an island, eh? The houses, and you know streets, we sweet. One time we were coming back from somewhere. I forgot where I went to. I was in the island. I was on the island. Then we were coming back and we followed this street somehow like this. And inside the street, you see a lot of old men walking like pacing. They just walk fast. I'm like, when I don't belly full, na street they okay. And I do mini exercise and I
walk, yes,
walk with speed. I'm like, damn, man, must be nice. Before when I used to stay with Dumaga, my friend, there's this man that always used to run around at night. He just looks like someone that has money. See, when you get money, you have time to be dangerous. I never go spa before my life.
What do you mean by spa? But you know be spa.
No, but I meant the normal spa now.
Instead of spa.
So even you said
body no, treatment.
Spa. Yes, body treatment.
But not
I think you've done body treatment before. That time that you're trying to fix your back. Maybe it's your back they will get for like 2 days. After that, now you don't know what's next. We'll just buy you a wheelchair, just in case.
No wheelchair. I'll go take care of you.
The next clip you're about to listen to is from my younger brother. I just cut my hair, and if you guys follow me on Instagram, I cut my hair very low, and this was his reaction when he saw my new hair.
When you looked in the mirror, you looked good, huh?
I look good. It's until tomorrow now. I just cut my hair now.
Shine light and see me.
No, I look good.
No,
today.
Me.
Can we shine a little?
Not shine light, just use your phone. Can you see?
Let me see a little bit of light.
Don't shine the whole freaking
touch. I want to shine the torch on
my head.
Your hairline, nigga. I want to see what's on it. Hey.
I don't touch it.
No, you don't touch it. Me too. When the guy, as soon as I just saw my hair. Oh, wow, I like the edges. All right. Styling on niggas.
Okay.
You styling on babes.
Joshua
freaking hell. Everybody.
What?
As I was coming now, I saw this Bobo guy. He said, there's swimming pool in the new place. I was like, what are you telling them?
I showed them video.
You're telling them everything.
I showed them video.
You even told them you're leaving by 5 a.m. tomorrow. You know, and I'm like,
what? No, these people are close to me now. If they just wake up one morning and see Joshua is not here again,
Give me a hug, man. We need to do a family meeting and know Kilon Sorok me. It's in the happen. What did I do cut? Now, what hairstyle did you do?
Same way as me.
They say, hey. Oh, no, I not do skin.
Daddy's hairline is on feet.
Daddy's hairline is there.
Oh,
he no bonus. Wait,
skin.
What of dinner, though?
Hey, damn.
Now, mommy, we.
What
mommy,
of dinner?
Well, mommy's.
If I that,
because
you
know that got that.
What of dinner?
Hey, remember. I'm saying I'm not the same thing.
What of dinner? Should we just buy this as a bread again and drink it?
Sure.
The next clip you're about to see, guys, is when we moved. We had a little issue with who is going to stay in the Uber and who is going to stay in the moving truck. I stayed in the moving truck. I was sweating my ass out. I'm going to also be posting a clip of me sweating today once this podcast goes up. So go and follow me on Instagram. So today is the day we're moving to this house. Wait, then that's what we need the wrap for now. Where's the wrap? I don't know why I have the sacrificial lamb, because now I'm going to enter inside front seat. You can't enter inside the bus. You want to use Uber and go. Then I'll be there. Heat's goody. Pok body.
Who can use Uber?
I don't think so. Should we?
Should the guy know the direction?
Should we all use Uber?
Then means somebody must be around to show,
show him where he should enter. He knows the Brahma Desoyan, right?
You know what we do?
What?
We give him 1 hour and we leave.
Why would we give him 1 hour and leave? Because hold up, this specific. All of us go. The way I laugh. No. The least we can give him is just the guy coming. But I don't know why I feel someone should be there with him. It depends. When we see the condition of the front seat, it will determine if all of us go there. But it will be nice for all of us to be in the family, in the Uber, just going there.
Chilling.
As that this morning starts counting. As we enter an hour, daddy has go do. The next conversation is with an Uber driver. He's also a musician, and he made music in the past, and it was so funny because music is trash. And yeah, when we finished the trip and I paid him, we still sat down in his car for like 15 minutes just gisting. My younger brother came at the end to see what am I doing, so enjoy, I guess. Okay, then your music.
See the one that was mixed? I did this one year one. I just entered school.
Alright, now that what was the one that was mixed?
I am
master. You deleted it. Is it on one website like this that someone can download? You need to no back website. It up somewhere. Yeah. Play it for your children in the future. This one was mastered. Yeah. Okay. Alright.
Yeah.
It sounds like so much like P Square.
Yeah, my voice with the other one way, yeah.
It sounds like that P Square beat. Now the P-Square beat in our youth. You people scam P-Square.
We are P-Square. We beat
that. That thunder. Now P Square influenced this song. I'm not lying.
Now the producer will produce P Square song. I produce this song too.
Nice.
Yeah.
How much you gonna pay for it?
It's 30k. That year.
Equivalent now would be what?
30,000 that year. 30,000 naira that year.
It will be equivalent to what now?
Like 100k. 200k. How is this? How is this?
It's not bad because I know the year it came out, so I won't consider this bad. I won't say this was influenced. Is this your rapping?
No, not me.
This is influenced by the music that was.
See how good this guy is.
Yeah.
This guy is fucking good. Uber could be warrior.
Where is he now?
You know it blow.
Is this studio music?
I don't know whether it's studio music, sir.
The last clip, I entered my first ever female Uber or boat car, and she gave me game on business. I know, I hope it makes sense because I think I recorded late. But yeah, she's a wonderful human being.
Down payment. Let's say you want to, it's 1.2 that is remaining. So if you can give me 100,000 every month.
Yeah.
In one, not even every month, you do it 25,000. Or you have an, let's just say 100,000 every month. And you are meant to pay 1.2. That's 1 year. So in 1 year, if you finish paying, the keke is yours. You will see, they will rush to pay that money before 1 year because they want to own the car to themselves. You tell them, if you can finish paying the balance 1.2 under 1 year, that's your luck. Yeah. Otherwise, spread it in 1 year, you finish paying. You will see how they will work day and night. At times when I wake up early, I don't wake up early to do this work. And I only do it when I'm off work. But now that I've reduced my work to just 5 days a month, so 25 days, I do, this is what I do. And I don't wake up 5 a.m. when people say, oh, I wake up 5 a.m. Because both will tell you, if you can do 4 rides between 5 a.m. and 10 a.m., they give you a discount, they give you a bonus of 2,005 for your fuel. I don't do that. I don't need to wake up at 5. What? So I take my time. Once it's 7, 8, 9, I put on the app. And if I start like this, it may be like 11 or 12 before I get home. In a day, I can make over 20,000 in a day. If I go that stretch like that, non-stop. Sometimes it's under 2 or 3 rides. You will get, some people will tell you, please come and take me to the airport. From our access to the airport is about 5,000 naira. You have those kind of trips for like that. You've made your 20,000. You fill up your, you top up, like now I'm going to top up my fuel now. 5,000 naira, and then I continue.
Yeah,
so they'll discourage you. Even when I wanted to do it, they said, don't give it to, I said, that one I know, I can't give it to a driver. I said, a driver who is very reasonable, who is a graduate. And like I tell my siblings, I said, look, you don't need to, after graduation, you don't need to wait. If me, I am doing this, anybody can do it. You don't need to wait. Some people make up to 600,000 in a month.
Yeah.
From doing this work.
I was talking to an Uber person, yeah, the other time, and he was telling me how much, like, he said he used Uber to buy another car.
My plan was that by the time this car is 1 year old in July, no, I bought it March 26 on my birthday. That by March I must buy another car. It doesn't have to be Camry or Corolla,
yeah.
But another car that if I don't want to use this, then I can pack it. But what my plan was that I was going to continue using this and get a graduate that I feel maybe he's been looking for a job. I'm like, are you ready to make money? If he says yes, he's serious, I will give him the car. It could be a Kia Sorento, it could be any car, but a car that is both compliant. And both compliant is 2003 or 2004 and above. This is 2008. I'll buy it and say, just give me 25,000 every week. You work with the rest. When you finish paying for 2 months, you can have the car. So long as the car can reproduce money for another car. In 2 years, any good Uber car should. In fact, if you don't want to stress yourself, some people, they just 10,000 naira a day, they are fine. And if you do that every day, that's 300,000 in a month. Under 7 or 6 months, will that 300,000 not buy another car? It will buy another car for about 1.8 million now.
Oh, sure.
I told my husband, I said, I'm still going to do transportation, but it will just be like more like a corporate transportation. They upgraded me from boat, regular boat, to corporate now on their own. Because they were wondering, wow, how are you using a Santa Fe for? I said, I can use, if I buy a Jeep today and I want to use it for boats, I will use it. But that's what happens abroad. That's the kind of cars. The newer your car, the better for you. Don't you want to feel comfortable sitting in a very good car and you are paying for it? They will never say because you are using a Jeep, your price will increase. No, it's the same thing.
But is it the same thing in Nigeria?
Like this now.
Like if your cars are newer, do they, or they just push it to corporate?
They push it to corporate if on their own. They push it to corporate.
Ma'am, I've never picked corporate before, but do people pick corporate?
Yes.
Wow.
People pick corporate, like, you know, like maybe people who live in all those highbrow bananas,
yeah,
and they tell,
yeah,
you, okay, they want to go to where they want to ride, they don't want the driver to take them. They don't speak corporate.
Oh, so that's double money.
It's not really double, though. It's not. You will see by the time I end your trip. It's not really double.
Wait, is this corporate?
I said they upgraded me to a corporate, but
is
it's the same. It's, no, it's not.
My heart, I was like,
I carried, there was a lady I carried from Ibrahim Adesanya Gate, from that Ibrahim Adesanya Gate, roundabout. That's where you called me from. Yeah. So somewhere around your area. It was 500 naira.
Oh, okay.
All right, it was 500 naira.
Why should not just use bike?
Some people don't take bike. You know, this is
our voice. It was a boy. Oh, I thought it was you.
No, it was a girl. It was a girl, actually. She was going to... Is it... it's an event center around that area.
Yeah.
That's where she was going to. So you can take bike?
Yes, no, I should. Why?
You can't fall from that bike.
No, I've never fallen from any bike before, so I have a good streak. You know that thing that Nigerians are always scared to tell the bike man to be fast. But
one day, I will give you comfort back if you drive anyhow. It's a beautiful car, something like this I can use. This was my dream car. This EcoSport Ford, yes. If I drive this kind of car, I will still use it. Any car I drive, I will use.
Wow, but that's cool.
I'm gonna miss it when I leave in September. I'm gonna really miss it.
You're not coming back?
I'm coming back, but not immediately. I'm going for a master's and a PhD.
Oh wow.
So it's not gonna be immediately, but I'll come every year and be for a month or so.
A master's in
aging.
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 How does that?
Geriatrics. You know, okay. Geriatrics is the study of old people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. That's my line. Health and social care.
Nice.
Because eventually, when we come back home, eventually I want to lecture as well in all these private universities.
Like private universities.
I love to lecture as well. So I need to equip myself while I'm getting the facility ready.
Well, that's actually very cool.
And that's all, guys. I hope you enjoyed this very special, weird episode of Zero Expectations. I think I have a weird way of making people talk. And yeah, it's an attribute I think I don't know. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. More podcasts will be coming. More YouTube videos also. Thank you guys for listening. The next podcast, I'm going to be talking to my dad on how he's going to react if I got a girl pregnant. Yes, you listening, except you're related to me by blood, you might be the next person I get pregnant. So get your ovaries on check, man. Thank you guys for listening. I will catch you guys next week. Bye.